This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The highest apartment rents in this country are, not New York City, not San Francisco. Try Williston, North Dakota. The oil and gas boom out there has more than doubled the population in just a couple of years, so demand for housing is crazy high. Man camps, company dorms, basically, are the new normal, and even they come with caveats. For instance, shopping. If Walmart doesn't have it, you are driving at least 2 hours to get it, which is why an investment fund from Switzerland says it's planning a $500 million shopping mall there. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Jeff Lunnan is a real estate developer from California. About 3 years ago, he and his partners went to Williston to check out the fracking boom's business prospects.
It was very hard for us to get accommodations and hard to get something to eat and trucks going in every direction.
In other words, unlimited opportunity.
We went back in 2 weeks and started buying real estate, and it's been very good for us.
He's stayed focused on serving the needs of the energy industry itself. Developing retail, that's harder.
You know, it's a little bit like building a retail project on the moon. There's some logistical issues.
For instance, who's going to work in the shops? Where are they going to live? In the man camps? Also, how can you pay them enough to make it worthwhile? In the oil fields, unskilled 19-year-olds make $80,000 a year. Traditional lenders haven't been quick to get involved. John Geese oversees business banking for Wells Fargo in North Dakota.
We are looking to avoid what I would refer to as overcapacity.
In other words, when things level off, will there be more malls than even a built-up Williston needs? No one knows for sure how many people live and work in Williston now. 25,000? 35,000? Meanwhile, like Jeff Lunnan, Wells Fargo has plenty to do in a line that's more of a sure thing, working with energy producers.
Supporting that industry and having equipment and construction loans and such will have a quicker payback, and you can see that more clearly.
Now, a Swiss investment firm called Strapeak is making the gamble. $500 million going into housing, hotels, and 1.2 million square feet of retail. Don Fuller from Jones Lang LaSalle is managing the build-out and soliciting tenants. He says phase one will focus on commodities.
Grocery, pharmacy, and in that area we consider theater commodity, which is a little different, but there's not a lot of entertainment.
Maybe a department store, some women's fashion. He hopes to have that up and running in about 3 years. The whole project, 7 to 10.
We've got a lot of work to do on the site plan, the financial model. All I can say is we think it's going to be profitable. How profitable, remains to be seen.
He says he's never done a project in a location like this before. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.